First Attorney General William Barr announced on Friday that Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, was resigning from his post and President Trump was nominating a replacement. Berman, though, put out a statement saying he had no plans to resign and was unaware that he was potentially being fired. The following day, Attorney General Barr asked President Trump to sign off on firing Berman, who then accepted the decision. Berman's predecessor, Preet Bharara, was also fired from the post in 2017. The district had prosecuted high-profile cases like that of President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and has an ongoing investigation into Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, over his dealings with the Ukrainian government and potential violations of campaign finance law. That led Democrats in Congress to call the decision corrupt and worthy of investigation, and Republican Senator Mitt Romney said the move looked, quote, swampy. Frank Turkheimer is a professor emeritus in the law school at UW-Madison. He's a former assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here.
What is your reaction to how this firing happened over the last few days?
Stupid. I mean, it was really stupid. The attorney general does not have the power to fire a U.S. attorney. Only the president can hire and fire U.S. attorney. So when Barr said he's going to be fired, he didn't have the power to do that, and he put all the power into Berman's hands.
Whoever fires these attorneys, is it usual for them to be replaced at this stage? I know a lot of times a new president comes in, invites resignations from everyone, and then puts out new ones. In the middle of nothing right now, apparently, is this unusual?
Yeah, it is unusual to fire someone with about a half year left before the new administration comes in. It's not unheard of. And since the U.S. attorney serves, and I think this is the wording of the statute, at the pleasure of the president, it's not off the wall. I mean, it can be done, but it is unusual.
Is there usually a reason offered when an attorney is replaced from one of these positions?
Well, you know, given the broadness, the breadth of the statute, quote, at the pleasure of the president, the president doesn't have to give a reason. Most of the time, if it's done, there is a reason given, but it doesn't. You don't have to.
Let's talk about the Southern District of New York. You've worked there, of course, as we mentioned, and it's got a kind of a special reputation for the kinds of cases it handles and its independence. Can you talk about this particular position?
Yeah, the Southern District of New York has a tradition, A, of total nonpartisanship. That is, assistant U.S. attorneys are hired without any inquiry into what their politics are. So you get the usual amalgam of Republicans and Democrats and can make for some interesting lunchroom discussions once in a while. And second, there is a tradition that the office, because it is nonpartisan, it doesn't take pressures from Washington. It operates about as independently from the Justice Department in Washington as is possible. And that's a tradition that's been going on for decades, for many, many decades.
Attorney General. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Well, my favorite example is that a long time ago, the U.S. attorney went to Washington to notify the attorney general that two former cabinet members of the Nixon administration, this was during the Nixon administration, were being indicted by a grand jury. And that was the first official word that the Southern District gave to the Justice Department in Washington about a pending indictment of two former cabinet members. So you get an idea of how treasured the independence of the office is.
Some of the reporting on Berman has suggested that people within the White House didn't see him as a team player with the administration. That's not really in the job description, it sounds like.
As far as I know, there has not been a team player with an administration in that position in the U.S. Attorney's Office, maybe for almost 100 years. I mean, it's an office that has operated independently of, there's no team with the Justice Department. It operates independently.
We're talking to Frank Turkheimer, professor emeritus in the law school at UW-Madison, former assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, looking at the removal of the U.S. attorney in that district by the Trump administration. Now, this is this is the office that had handled investigation of some of President Trump's current and former associates. What do you make of that part of the story, Frank?
That's standard. I mean, I shouldn't say it's standard. It doesn't have every day of the week, but it is totally within the tradition and history of the Southern District to conduct that kind of investigation. As I just mentioned earlier, the office investigated two former cabinet members of President Nixon's Secretary of Commerce and the Attorney General, Stans and Mitchell, and did it without a word to the department in Washington. So there's nothing new. There's nothing new about what they're doing here, and it's pretty apparent that Ms. Strauss, who is replacing Berman, will certainly continue in that tradition of fierce independence from any pressure from Washington.
Attorney General Barr's original letter saying that Berman was resigning said that the president was going to nominate Jay Clayton, head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, to take the post. The White House says that could happen eventually. I don't know if you have followed the career of Jay Clayton. Is he somebody who would usually be in line for a post like this?
I think it's been over a half century, if not longer, that there's been a U.S. attorney in the Southern District who has not himself or herself had trial experience as a federal prosecutor. I mean, that would be really truly unusual to have someone like that come into that office. That's all I can say. I mean, I'm sure over the 220-odd years that office has been in existence, there have been U.S. attorneys who have had no prior trial experience or no federal prosecutor experience, but that's not been the case for at least a half a century.
Democrats have suggested, hey, this is an attorney who has investigated the president's associates, is now sort of unceremoniously removed from that post. Do you have concerns, Frank, that this would constitute some sort of at least an attempt at interference with ongoing probes?
Well, if that's the attempt, they've got the wrong person to deal with Ms. Strauss, that's for sure. I mean, she has an absolutely sterling reputation as a very tough but fair and very thoughtful prosecutor, and she's not going to respond to any pressure from D.C., should they even try it.
Let's bring on a caller. Bob is with us in Clay Banks. Bob, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Over the weekend, I read something about the attorney in New York having an objection, I guess. He said that he was appointed by a board of judges because the nomination wasn't confirmed in Congress for whatever reason. And I wondered if that was a valid situation where he's actually not fired.
Right. If during the first 120 days, when Berman was, and I mean literally, acting U.S. attorney, that was his title, yes, Barr could have fired him. He could have fired him. He wasn't attorney general at the time. The attorney general could have fired an acting U.S. attorney. But once we have a U.S. attorney, whether appointed by the president of the court, it's not in the attorney general's hands. It's in the president's hands now. There's a little ambiguity about that, and the issue hasn't arisen very often, but I think the clear consensus is that even though he was appointed by the court, only the president could remove him, not an assistant attorney general. And I should say the reason he was appointed by the court is because the acting attorney general has a life of only 120 days. Congress figured, well, we'll give a new president 120 days to appoint a U.S. attorney, so we'll let the attorney general appoint an acting U.S. attorney for 120 days on the theory that within that period of time, a presidentially nominated U.S. attorney can be confirmed. Well, 120 days came and went, and that didn't happen, and so the court appointed Berman as U.S. attorney, which left him impervious to any removal by the attorney general.
We're seeing actually just today testimony in Congress from federal prosecutors involved in the Roger Stone prosecution saying that they had felt pressure from the White House to change their charges against Stone. What are you looking for when it comes to potential wider investigations, maybe in Congress, of the White House and prosecutions like these?
Are you talking about congressional inquiries?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might get congressional inquiries. I tend to think that as we approach an election, that's probably not going to happen. Or if it does, it's going to be tainted very quickly as being partisan. If you recall, well, you may not recall, it's a long time ago, but the Watergate, the Senate Watergate Committee was set up to begin its work after the 1972 election so that there would be no taint or no suggestion that what it was doing was trying to influence an election, a national election that was about to take place. And I think that would be the better way to do it if that's what they want to do. But to have an inquiry at this point so close to an election, I think, is probably a bad idea, and it won't have much credibility.
Frank, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Pleasure.
Frank Turkheimer is a professor emeritus in the law school at UW-Madison and former assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York. He talked with us about the firing of U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman from the Southern District of New York and what it means for investigations into President Trump's associates.